Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The Raheemy and Harris Show with Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I mean, every draft has like this pockets that you just don't fall into.
Of all the people to say that, where I'm asking what exactly he meant when he said that. That's Ryan Poles. This is Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score. Mark will join us at 125. We continue our segment with Anthony Herring, kind enough to join us for another one. And Ant, I was reminded of a segment you and I did co-hosting a few months ago where we evaluated at that point what was three Ryan Poles draft classes and how some needed to step up, others needed to perform even more. And then they answer with Ben Johnson and the draft class that we just saw of 2025. And I'm asking myself in a lot of ways the same thing. When Ozzie Trapillo's the backup, Shamar Turner doesn't play, Luther Burden saw limited action, Kyle Manungai didn't get a running back, at least a carry, a handoff, nothing. He was in there for a couple of blocking packages. And then Colson Loveland only had two targets. He had two catches. But
don't forget about Karan.
Karan was the year before.
Oh, you're talking about specific.
Karan was inactive as well. Karan Amagaji. So what are your takeaways from what you saw out of the class of 2025 in this game?
You're only going to hit on draft picks to a certain degree, even when you're really successful in the NFL draft. As far as guys you draft that just turn into stars in the sport, They're going to be somewhat infrequent, but we're not seeing anyone who's proven to that commodity yet, you know, who's proven to that extent that they are that they are the guy at the top of the opposing game plan, where you just say the opposing defense or the opposing offense recognizes that individual as a problem who we are just going to have our hands full because we can't do a thing with them. We got to scheme away from them. We got to scheme around them. Something, because they are just unstoppable, this force of nature. They don't have any of those guys right now. And it's hard because that is a difficult sort of stature to judge most players by. But the best teams in football do have a couple of those guys, a few of those guys within the roster. And your hope is to be able to draft that individual that you say, you know what, that's someone who we know we can build this thing around for years to come because of the degree of their excellence. And there's a lot of guys worthy of being excited about. I'm excited about Colston Loveland. We'll see whether or not he becomes that, but you know, he's just a game into his NFL career. Kyle Manungai is a seventh round pick. So my anticipation, I thought the Bears were going to draft a veteran running back to likely pair with DeAndre Swift, and they opted not to do that. But it's hard to sort of juxtapose those couple of things. Luther Burden got some action in the game the other night. From an attitude perspective, a confidence, a swag perspective, for lack of a better term, he seems to be a guy who oozes some of that. So hopefully as he gets some opportunities in game, that shines through. And you see someone who's not afraid to go pluck the ball, mush a defender in the face, and go racing towards the end zone because he just thinks he's that guy. I want to see a little bit more of that exuded by some of the playmakers from the Bears.
Okay, let's broaden that question, what you just said about guys being a quote-unquote problem. We've now got 4 years of draft classes, 34 players. I see one problem. His name's Kyler Gordon. I see 14 guys drafted in the top three rounds. Am I missing anyone in your eyes?
I definitely like the development arc of Javon Dexter, but no, I wouldn't say that he's some kind of a game wrecker at this point in his development. I'm pleased with certain things I've seen from Donnell Wright. It was a bogus holding call on him, but I don't think Donnell Wright, someone folks look at on film and say, well, there's no way we're going to beat that guy, you know, but he's a good, promising, still young football player. But so much of that at certain spots has to marry together where, you know, the rhythm and timing of the quarterback, the decision-making of the head coach, the schematics of the offensive play caller, all those things frequently need to come together for those things. Roman Dunze, I'm confident there are folks in the building who are really hopeful Roman Dunze just continues to show development because there's a skill set that's very apparent. You just like it to show up consistently, especially in critical moments in the game where he does have the wherewithal to just go and pluck the football and keep rolling with it. Make some of these things look easy. Make it look like you're a man amongst boys on occasion. No, there's not guys who I see there with that yet. And that's, you know, part of the discussion of how much of it is scheme, how much of it is the evaluation of the talent in draft, how much of it is just the flow of the game, because I was very encouraged by a lot of things I saw from that Bears defensive front. We haven't seen a D-line put several series together like that where they're just overwhelming the opposing offensive line. It's been a minute since we saw that. We're talking like Akeem Hicks, Khalil Mack, you know, types of fronts that were really getting that done at a high level for series upon series. Now, they didn't do it in the fourth quarter, and that's where you want somebody who's your closer, who's the guy that, all right, when they drop back and they're trying to get back into the game, yeah, you've had J.J. McCarthy rattled for the first three quarters, but now they got a little momentum building. And who's the guy that can just slam the door shut on? That would have been nice if that happened the other night, but there's definitely some encouraging signs from that defensive front. But to answer your question, Marshall, no, I don't think you're necessarily missing a list of guys who just on a depth chart, everybody. I mean, you know, DJ Moore, he's a playmaker, but he's kind of a Swiss Army knife on offense. He's an exceptional playmaker at wide receiver. But Kyler Gordon, yeah, he's a guy that they have to game plan around to know. Jalen Johnson is a player that everyone avoids. He's not a recent Ryan Poles draft pick.
Exactly.
But as far as a guy who, you know, the opponents respect in that way. So for Ryan Poles draft pick, no, I can't really think of one aside from Kyler Gordon that I say opponents have to fear schematically. How do they work around that individual?
Anthony Heron, we appreciate the time and the evaluation along with the perspective. Looking forward to you calling that Iowa game on Big Ten Network as well.
Have fun in Iowa City, big fella.
I appreciate it. Definitely will. We'll be on there 6:30, primetime game under the lights at Kinnick Stadium. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then I'll be on Sunday morning. We'll have our Fox 32 pregame before the Bears face the Lions.
Can't
oh,
wait.
Yeah. It's a regular Bears Sunday.
I like those.
Right?
Yeah. So you guys will be rocking and rolling over there at Fox 32 for sure. We'll take a look out as we always do. Anthony, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you both.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.